Bob Geldof, Sir Bob Geldof, giving back his Freedom of Dublin City award.
Yeah, and it's in protest at Myanmar's controversial leader, it has to be said, holding the same honour. He's been accusing Aung San Suu Kyi of being a handmaiden to genocide, his words, over her failure to stop the persecution of Rohingya Muslims, 600,000 of whom have fled Myanmar to cross the 2.4-kilometre stretch of water to Bangladesh since August.
Right, OK. Now, we all know that the sort of U2 connection with Aung San Suu Kyi and how long that's been going on for. I wonder if they distanced themselves somewhat from her now.
They actually haven't, and they released a statement earlier on today as well, which we will hopefully get to shortly. Right. But we're joined now by the Lord Mayor of Dublin, Micheál MacDonaghy. You've released a statement, I guess, a response to Bob Geldof's statement saying he's handing it back. Give us your opinion on it, please.
Well, Bob Geldof is entitled to hand back the award of the Freedom of the City. That's his prerogative. In terms of the Rohingya people, I have strongly condemned, as has the council, the disgraceful persecution of those people by the Myanmar military, and Aung San Suu Kyi's failure to even recognise it as what it is. It's ethnic cleansing, as described by the UN. I've also sought consensus on the removal of the Freedom of the City. Unfortunately, that hasn't been reached. We don't have agreement across the group leaders of the council to do that. So that hasn't happened, but it is under review.
Okay. Lord Mayor, just to talk about Bob Geldof, though, for a second, is this a bit of a kick in the teeth to Dublin to have somebody like Bob Geldof come out and go, well, actually, I don't want that now?
Well, no, it's not a kick in the teeth, but I think it is a bit insulting, particularly coming from a man who was quite happy to accept and to retain his title as a Knight Commander of the Order of the British Empire. Now, the British Empire's human rights record across the world is notorious and doesn't have to be outlined by me. And lots of things have happened since 86, since he received it, and he didn't hand it back.
Right.
So it's somewhat ironic.
Right. No, it's a very interesting time. I mean, it's all over the papers today, and I'm glad to see that you've come out with some sort of a statement to sort of say, well, look, you're entitled to do what you want.
In terms of what you two have said, their statement reads, on behalf of our audience who campaigned so hard for her, we reached out several times to speak to Aung San Suu Kyi directly about the crisis in her country and the inhumanity being directed at the Rohingya people. We expected to speak to her this week, but it appears this call will now not happen.
Right.
So it seems you two are... they have campaigned. They are not distancing themselves, but they are trying to open the diplomatic doors there. Do you find that these things are important when the likes of you two or Bob Geldof campaign? And do you think it's worthwhile, or is it just a load of bluster?
Well, I think anybody making a stand for human rights in any part of the globe, I mean, I think that should be welcomed. I commend people who stand up for human rights. And I would never condemn anybody for doing that. I think it's the right thing to do. Whether it's consistent across all their actions, that's another question. But the issue here in terms of the Rohingya people is the most important. They are suffering a terrible plight. And that does need to be highlighted. Okay. And we need action from world governments on it.
All right. Well, look, is that meant to be happening today? He's handing that back. He's officially handing that back to you guys today in what?
I understand he's due to hand it back at City Hall at 11 a.m. And I think the chief executive of the city council...
He actually turns up with the award, does he?
Well, he made a call last night to our chief executive, and the arrangement was that he would turn up at 11 a.m. today to hand back the scroll.
All right. Will you be there to accept the scroll from Bob?
No, there's no arrangement for me to meet him at all. I think he's beaten the chief executive.
He'll have to take a sheep out of Stephen's Green now, won't he?
Well, I understand when it was suggested to him that it might be done at City Hall. He actually asked, where is City Hall? Not a very good
Lord Mayor of Dublin City, Micheál MacDonaghy, thank you very much for taking our call. We'll leave it on that one, eh?